The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker from tortoisemedia.com. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the Queen of Bollywood who got involved in a political catfight and in doing so, may have just gotten herself cancelled.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
She's one of the most bankable stars in Bollywood today, with a career that's seen her play everything from a supermodel to a schizophrenic and a shape-shifting mutant. Now, Kangana Ranaut is spreading her...
Kangana Ranaut is the queen of Bollywood. Once called the new face of India, she was an industry outsider who quickly became a superstar in the Indian film industry. And she's known for having an opinion.
I'm talking to you, please look at me, because I'm personally answering your question, just so that... You can be satisfied. So it's not...
Kangana Ranaut's been on the warpath in Bollywood. Since she first shot to fame in 2006, she's done things her own way. She's confronted some of the industry's biggest names, accusing them of nepotism. She says it stops outsiders like her from having a shot at stardom.
Not because someone doesn't speak English or someone has sweat patches because they've come in a rickshaw for an audition or someone is sharing an apartment with 10 people in an uncool location. They shouldn't be shamed for that. And the doors shouldn't be shut on their faces because of that.
And I feel... And because of her strong opinions, she's faced a backlash from other players in Bollywood.
I mean, you cannot be this victim at every given point of time who has a sad story to tell about how you've been terrorized by the bad world of the industry. Leave it. Who's forcing you on a gunpoint to be here in the movies? Leave. Do something else.
But Kangana Ranaut's battle is much more complex than you might think. And on Tuesday, Twitter permanently suspended her account, alleging that she'd repeatedly violated the platform's rules on hate speech and abusive behaviour and incited violence. So the question is, did Twitter do the right thing? And in doing so, is Kangana Ranaut, Bollywood superstar, about to get cancelled? So what exactly did Kangana Ranaut say on Twitter to cause such a backlash? Well, first, we need to talk Indian politics. India's ruling party is the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Last Sunday, an opposition party in West Bengal defeated Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party in a key state election. And when the results came out, violence erupted.
BJP claims that its office in Arambagh was set on fire. TMC insists they are not to blame for this, and within hours, not one, not two, but multiple incidents of violence, of loot, arson, and murder were reported. BJP says its workers are...
Supporters of Narendra Modi's party, who just lost, were targeted, and at least 11 people were killed. Modi had invested lots of time and money into campaigning in the state, and in doing so, was accused of focusing too much on the polls rather than the pandemic. In response to the violence, Kangana Ranaut tweeted to her 3 million followers that Modi should resort to his old leadership style of gangster tactics to tame the opposition party. And this, well, let's just say it didn't go down very well. Many interpreted her tweet as calling for a repeat of the 2002 Gujarat riots, where, with Modi in charge, thousands of Muslims were killed as Hindu mobs burnt their neighbours alive and raped women and children.
Fact is, the kind of tweets that she put out, she has an immense following in the right wing, and there are people who follow her blindly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kangana Ranaut's tweet immediately drew outrage and was reported thousands of times. And that's when Twitter stepped in.
In fact, we are being told that her Twitter account has been suspended. that's the update that we have.
According to Twitter's policy page, a permanent suspension is the company's, quote, most severe enforcement action. Now, of course, we've been here before.
Mr. Trump lost his primary megaphone overnight when Twitter permanently shut down his personal account, breaking off his connection to nearly 90 million followers.
And yesterday, we learned that Facebook's oversight board chose to uphold their ban on Donald Trump using both Facebook and Instagram, at least for the next 6 months. Platforms like Twitter and Facebook spent their first decade branding themselves as spaces for free speech. In reality, it was an easy excuse to get out of moderating their platforms. But now, it's clear that they're getting bolder about blocking prominent figures who violate their rules. As for Kangana's own response to Twitter, she said, and I quote, "Twitter has only proved my point. They're Americans, and by birth, a white person feels entitled to enslave a brown person. They want to tell you what to think, speak, or do. I have many platforms I can use to raise my voice." It looks like Kangana Ranaut isn't going anywhere anytime soon. But from Twitter's perspective, Kangana's Bollywood lights have been turned off for good. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imi, Zav and Ella at Tortoise Media. We're trying to build a different kind of newsroom at Tortoise, one that's open, collaborative and free from all the clutter and noise of the daily news cycle. We'd love for you to be a part of it by signing up, and it's really easy to do. And in today's Slow Newscast, that's our weekly podcast, we look at what really happened to Shukri Abdi, the 12-year-old refugee who, in 2019, drowned in a river in Manchester. To be a part of it, take a free 30-day membership. Just go to tortoisemedia.com/join us. Today's story was written and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasiga. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across 3 episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.